I was unloading the dishwasher, and this was about noon, and my husband was mowing the grass, and we were going to go back down to my daughter's house. So I left and went down, and then about 4 o'clock, my stepdaughter called me, and she said, "Polly, the fire's at the top of the hill. What do you want?" I said, "Just get out of there. I don't care. I just get out of there." I said, "If you can grab some pictures off the walls on your way out the door, do that." But so I was downtown waiting for them. And they got there. I don't think they got there till almost 7. And we think the house went about 7:30. Probably the hardest day for me. My brother and sister-in-law from Steamboat Springs came to visit and be with us because they wanted to be with us. And they wanted to go up and see the lot. And it just so happened that the day that they came was the day that they were taking the foundation out. And they were bulldozing the fireplace, which had maintained its stature during the fire. And that was hard when they were digging our house out and throwing it away. That stands out to me. I think initially we were just very, very sad. And then all the work began with what you have to do to rebuild your life with a new home. So there were days when we were just exhausted and short with each other and didn't know which way to turn. But, you know, for the most part, we were just grateful that no one was hurt. And then we kept going back to that. People asked me what I missed the very most, and I said my recipes. Because, you know, there were so many recipes that were in people's handwriting over the years that it was like a diary of my life. And I'm just not a super sentimental person, which is probably a good thing in a case like this. Recipes were the big thing, and my family kept asking me, so they actually published a family recipe book for me and wrote letters in there and wrote all the favorite recipes of our family. So that was very special. I'm a pretty pragmatic person about life and pretty glass half full person. And I think I handled it the way that people would have expected me to handle it. The way I feel about things like this is that it's not really what happens to you in life, it's how you handle what happens to you in life that counts. And that's what I always taught my kids, and that's what I kept trying to tell myself. You know, you're either going to fold or you're not going to fold. And what good is it for anybody to fold over this? It seems, I can't believe it's been 5 years. It seems like yesterday. And it was surreal. It was just a surreal experience. And I find myself thinking about the house, the inside of the house, and how I probably didn't appreciate that house as much as I should have. But that's life, you know. You don't appreciate things until sometimes you don't have them anymore. So the important thing are the people, just the people. There's nothing else that really matters. Everything else can go back up. You can replant trees even. You can even replant really big trees. I think it brought everybody closer together. Mm-hmm. I think we're all very grateful and thankful for what we have now, probably more so.